Bibles and turn to Mark chapter 16. Mark chapter 16. I'm going to do something a little different. I'm going to have the older kids stay up. I'm just going to take a look at a couple verses here that I didn't plan on speaking on. So I'm just, this is completely extemporaneous, I guess you could say. I had a long message to preach this morning. I'm like Brother Lawson. You were talking about reading your messages, writing out every word. I do that 3 times a week, brother, and I know English really well. That's the way I've always preached. And this is not a short one, and I don't want to cut it short. So we'll preach this message next week. I just wanted to remind you, as I was, isn't it a blessing to hear from our missionaries, amen, the ones that we support? It used to be that whenever we had missionaries report, it was always on Sunday night or always on Wednesday night, and you know, that's just the way it was and the way it worked. And I made a decision a couple years ago that if we were going to have missionaries come through here, I was going to make an effort for them to be a part of the Sunday morning service. And the reason for that is because, try though I might, I can't get some of you to come to the Sunday evening service and the Wednesday evening service. And I want you to know our missionaries. And I want you to understand the importance of missions. The Bible says in Mark chapter 16, we're going to get here in a couple weeks, Jesus is risen from the dead in this passage, and if you look at verse 14, the Bible says, afterward he appeared unto the eleven, as they sat at meat, upbraided them with their unbelief and hardness of heart, because they believed not them which had seen him after he was risen. He said unto them, Go ye into all the world, and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, and he that believeth not shall be damned. All right? Hold your finger here. Turn to Matthew chapter 28. Matthew chapter 28. Turning back, I guess, to Matthew. And you can see this same story is given to us at the end of Matthew chapter 28, verses 16 to 20. It says, then the 11 disciples went away into Galilee, into the mountain where Jesus had appointed them. And when they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you alway, even unto the end of the world. Amen. Turn with me one more passage. Look at Acts chapter 1. Acts chapter number 1. You see this one more time. This is where Jesus goes into heaven, where Jesus, this ascension of Jesus here. Look at verse 6. It says, when they were come together, they asked of him, saying, Lord, wilt thou at this time restore again the kingdom to Israel? And he said unto them, it is not for you to know the times or the seasons which the Father hath put in his own power. But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and into the uttermost part of the earth. And when they had spoken these things, while they beheld, he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight. And while they looked steadfastly toward heaven as he went up, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel, which also said, ye men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus, which is taken up from you into heaven, shall so come in like manner as ye have seen him go into heaven. All right, so, real quick message. Honestly, I have no notes. I had no plans. I made the decision to do this 5 minutes ago. I haven't even really thought about what I'm going to say yet. This is really dangerous, okay? Missions. When Jesus Christ left us here on this earth, he gave us a mission. We call it the Great Commission, okay? It is the job that Christians are left here to do. Maybe you've thought this before. I'm saved. I've trusted Christ as my Savior. Why am I still here? Well, the reason you're still here is because other people have not yet heard the gospel. And God wants everybody to have the opportunity to trust Christ and to be saved. And God has commanded us as the church to be the people that share the gospel with every creature. So why do we support missionaries? Missionaries are a big part of our church's budget. A good percentage of what you give goes to our missions project, and then we have missions, special missions offering. We give a lot of money to missions, okay? We have a lot of time where missionaries come through, present their ministry. We pray for missionaries every week in our church. Why do we do that? Well, because that is part of our fulfillment of this great commission, okay? We are helping these missionaries fulfill what God has commanded us to do, to preach the gospel to every creature. But I want to challenge you this morning. Don't let that be the only part of the Great Commission that you take part in. God wants all of us to share the gospel. God wants all of us to be telling those around us about what Jesus Christ has done for us. Okay? We have been going out and just knocking on doors and telling people about Jesus. And it's so far been a pretty lonely endeavor. It's been me and one guy that's doing it. All right, I'm not saying that to brag, because I've done far too little of that since I've been here. All right, but all of us should be working towards this commission that God has given us to share the gospel with every creature. You know that there are people in Mattoon, Illinois, that have never had the gospel clearly explained to them. We got 40 churches in this town. We got a lot of churches. But just because we have a lot of churches doesn't mean we've had, that every single person in this town has clearly had an opportunity to understand the gospel. It's just not the case. There are children in this town that have an astounding lack of knowledge about what the Bible says, about who Jesus is. I mean, they don't even know the basics. Okay? There are families all over the place that need to know the gospel of Jesus Christ. And I want to challenge you, to have some part in the ministry of sharing the gospel. Let me give you some ideas, okay? There are lots of gospel tracts that we have. It doesn't take anything, it doesn't cost you anything to take those tracts and to give them to people. Don't litter with them, okay? Although I have known people that have gotten saved from gospel tract litters, okay? But don't just throw them down in places. Hand them to people and say, here, we'd love for you to come to visit our church. And there's a message here about the gospel. Use them as invitations for your friends and your family to come to church and share the gospel with them. Use them, put one in your Bible, put one in the back of your Bible, keep one in your wallet, just as a way to remember what the verses are if you ever have a chance to share the gospel with people, okay? That's one way that you can be involved. All right? Another thing you can do is you can share your testimony with people. One of the most powerful things that you can do is to share your testimony. I remember when I was in Bible college, my very first week in Bible college, we had this meeting outside of the camp property that the college had, and it was just all of the students, and we were all singing, and there was no preaching or anything. It was just everybody was singing and giving testimonies. And it started, you know, these college students, Bible college students, getting up in front of a pulpit underneath this camp tabernacle, giving their testimony, and one after another did this. And after a while, one girl got up and started to give her testimony, and she broke down crying, and she ran off the stage. It was like the Holy Spirit moved into that tabernacle. And before the night was over, there was something like 50 kids that are in Bible college that had trusted Christ as their Savior. They were faking it. They'd never truly been saved. And the Lord convicted people. And God saved people. Look, just sharing your testimony can be a powerful thing. Sharing about how you trusted Christ as your Savior. All right? It's simple. You just tell people, listen, I was lost. This is how I heard the gospel. I heard how Jesus Christ died, was buried, and rose again. I believe the gospel, and since I've been saved, this is how God is working in my life. And by the way, if you cannot tell people that, then you don't have a testimony, and you need to get saved yourself, okay? Sit down and write that out. If you can't write that out, then what you need to do is you need to trust Christ as your Savior. That's the most important thing, all right? You can hand out gospel tracts. You can share your testimony. You can get involved in giving towards missionaries. You can be faithful in praying for these missionaries as they send prayer letters every week. We read a prayer letter from the missionaries every Wednesday night. You can be praying for these missionaries. We're going to go on mission trips at some point, and you can be involved in those missions trips, okay? Get involved in when we have soul winning time. Sometimes we'll just do canvassing and passing out tracts, okay? But don't sit back and not be a part of God's mission for the church. Look, I was on a soccer team when I was, I played soccer from the time I was like Noah's age until I went to college. I played soccer for a long time, but I remember one year I was like in seventh grade and somehow I was on the high school soccer team, okay? And you know what I did that year? I sat and watched other people play soccer, all right? I'm gonna be honest. And of all the years I played soccer, that year was the least fun. The truth is there's a whole lot of Christians that are not taking part in the mission that God has given us to do. And if you're not involved in that, if you're not involved in sharing the gospel with others, it's never going to be that much fun for you. It's never going to be that interesting for you. This is the mission that God has given all of us to do. Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. I'm thankful that these missionaries are doing it. Brother Lawson's going to preach to us tonight. Let's all stand together and Brother Harold come and lead us in a song of invitation this morning. Let's pray.